begin by acknowledging the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of the land. We pay our respects to their elders past and present. I let everyone know that the audio of the General Council meeting will be recorded and made available on the City of Marion website in due course, apart from any confidential items. I ask elected members if they foreshadow any potential conflict of interest with an item on the agenda. I'll probably put my hand up for one, that'll become obvious in due course. Confirmation of, sorry, Councillor Telfer, you've got one?
There's a question on notice about Westminster Reserve, and I will remove myself if that comes up for discussion.
Okay, I don't think there'll be any decision making, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. The minutes of the last general meeting, would someone like to move that they be accepted? Councillor Schilling, seconded Councillor Gard, all those in favour? Raise your hand, that's carried unanimously, thank you. And so we go to the reports. Just a correction, if I may, that could be noted on page 23, the last meeting on my list should be 26 July, not 17 July. So just a minor correction. But other than that, would people like to move that we receive those reports with that slight change? Moved Councillor Telfer, seconded Councillor Duncan. All those in favour? Oh, sorry, before taking the vote, there was a question, Councillor Hull.
Mr. Mayor, just a general question. In terms of particularly the staff that are meeting with different entities around our city, it just says that we met with that person and that's it. Like, there's no insight as to the topic. Like, why? Yeah.
So the reason for that, that it's been done that way for decades, Councillor Hull, is that when you get the agenda several days before the meeting, you can contact that staff member and say, "Oh, what was that meeting about?" So that's one avenue. The other avenue is that if you do see something of sufficient significance, or you might have missed it reading the agenda, you can ask a question during the meeting if you're quick enough before we accept the reports. The third alternative, if you have an item that you're curious about but you think may not be all that urgent, is to take it up with a staff member subsequent to the meeting, like the rest of this week. So that's the answer.
Mr. Mayor, these meeting agendas are for our city, not just for me. And I think that in terms of transparency and information to our community, that they shouldn't have to ring up, nor should I, just to have a little one word or two words maybe explanation as to what the meeting was about. It could be about dog park, or it could be about garbage collection or whatever. This means nothing to most of us. And I was just wondering in general terms whether we can improve on that. Now, in terms of how long it's been done for, well, I've been here longer than you, Mr. Mayor, and I do recall that we did have more explanation in years gone by?
Yes, many years ago. If you want to make a change to that, your two avenues are either just to have a chat with governance or with the chief executive and talk about the possibilities. The other way of doing it, if you don't get satisfaction, is to bring a motion to the council for consideration, or you may wish to raise it informally in one of our forum sessions.
Just finally, the meeting that you attended with Westfield, with Mr. Harrison, you can take this on notice and maybe tell us later. I don't want to take up time tonight, but obviously Westfield is of great interest to the ward councillors in that area, and I'm one of them. So if somebody can get back to me at your leisure, that would be great.
I know we can do all that now. The Lachlan Monfries is, I think, the regional manager, meaning SA and NT at least, for Centre Group, I think. And he was approaching us because of the legislation in the State Parliament limiting the ways in which to use a shorthand, Westfield shopping centres, etc., can manage their parking. So he wanted to see if there was any council position, if council had received any formal sort of approach about it. And Mr. Harrison and I assured him that as far as we could recall, that we hadn't had any formal sort of submissions come to us about it, and that it's something that we are simply observing to see what comes out of the Parliament. Because if it comes out of the Parliament and it gives council some sort of extra powers, well, obviously, we'll take a very close interest. If it doesn't get through the Parliament, well, then it's a bit of a dead issue. So that's the summary.
If I may, Mr. Mayor.
We're going on to question four, yes.
I hope you reminded them of council's well-established position on that very issue, where council engaged lawyers and spent quite a lot of money on a court battle to stop paid car parking at Westfield.
Well, I can say it was a general discussion. And as I say, if it becomes a live issue, there'll be a lot more discussion about it here in council and in the community. If there aren't any other questions about those reports, then I'll ask, well, I had a move and a second, so I'll simply ask you to raise your hand if you're in favour of that motion. It's carried unanimously, thank you. So we go on to the deputation we have from Mr. Poynter. Now, for your reference, Mr. Poynter is the owner of a property which is subject of a motion on page 240 of the agenda regarding the turf out the front of his property. So I'll ask Mr. Poynter to come forward, and he has 5 minutes to clarify his situation. And if you finish a bit early, Mr. Poynter, that'll help with time for questions from the councillors if they have any. Thank you.
My property at Hawkview Close, we installed artificial turf on the verge. We contacted the council in early 2019 and requested if there was any requirements at that time to that we had anything involving that. We were informed that because there was no permanent structure or anything, and we're only replacing our new for old. We previously had natural turf there that we couldn't maintain, that there was no requirements. Based on that, we went ahead, based on advice, we went ahead, got quotes. We paid a deposit on the 9th of April 2019, and the grass was laid several months later. I received a notice of removal on the 23rd of February this year. I've contacted the council, and they're still looking to enforce the removal of that turf. I was looking to get it overturned.
Thank you for putting your argument very succinctly. Any questions from councillors? No? Well, we can just now consider the matter, Mr. Poynter. So I invite you to take your seat back in the public gallery there. Members, I do apologise. It was page 242, not 240. Missed it by that much. Was that a question to begin with, Councillor Valescu?
Clarify as just a potential conflict of interest, because this is deciding on a situation regarding pre. Okay.
Ms. McKenzie, in government.
Through the chair, no, because this is to do with a very specific and one item only. So it's not looking at the policy as a whole, it's looking at one specific case.
Just have it noted that I asked that question and was told.
Well, do you want a note of perceived conflict of interest? That's probably the way to do it. And that's based on you have some property with artificial turf. All right. Okay, so that'll be noted. Thank you. That's all in order. Is that a question, Councillor Hull?
Mr. Mayor, I was just wondering whether staff could actually give us a quick brief as to why this last issue of plastic turf is an issue for them.
Perhaps Mr. Troop could come forward, please. He's the manager who's been most responsible for this project.
Good evening, all. As we put in the most response to the motion on notice, it's dealt with later in the meeting. We've brought this one forward because the resolution that we're implementing on behalf of council is very clear. It's explicit that staff installed pre or post May 2019. So this was installed post May. So strictly under the resolution, this calls for this turf to be removed. However, there's strong evidence for a case for exception here, which has been outlined. We've spent our time validating all the information that's been put forward to inform your decision. We've received a statutory declaration from the residents. We believe that that's consistent with the messaging that would have been received around that time. And we've also received a copy of the invoice confirming that a deposit has been paid. So those are the facts that you'll be asked to make a decision on later on in the meeting.
Thank you. Before we go further, I realise there might be more questions, but do I have, people obviously want to talk about it, and Mr. Poynter's here, so do I have permission of the meeting to bring forward that item to deal with it now, so that the item that was on page 242, we'll deal with that now with your permission. Thank you. That's fine, no objections. Councillor Crossland had a question.
It's just a clarification of some information that you gave us during the forum, and I realise a lot of people weren't at that meeting. Can you just confirm how many other residents are likely to be in the identical situation as this one? How many more outstanding ones have we now got?
There was 154 total, and this is the last one that's outstanding. There are another four that we're dealing with, but we've agreed a resolution. It's just around timing of that implementation. This is the single last one that you have.
Okay, so what I'm getting at, do we need to give you a delegation to consider any more? But by the sound of it, No, thank you.
Councillor Hutchinson, you've had your hand up. Do you want to move a motion?
Yes, I'll just move it as printed, Your Worship. I think it's been outlined very clearly. The restrictive nature of the previous motion that was before council, and that staff didn't have the reasonable delegation to deal with this one.
Seconded, Councillor Telfer.
Yes, I also am aware of the anomalies and believe that we can consider this as a one-off.
Anyone speaking against? Councillor Crossland.
Just a question. So are we still moving point two, even though we've just heard it's not required?
I'll just clarify what Councillor Hutchinson's moving.
I'm moving the lot, Your Worship, because if we have anyone else come forward after the fact, we want to have staff have the appropriate level of delegation to deal with it in the same manner.
So that's the intent. Any further questions? Anyone speaking? Councillor Clancy?
I just have a question. The picture on the screen was different to the picture in the agenda.
Yes, I can explain that. The picture in the agenda, as I understand it, is an example of another property which was a grievance, but it's no longer a problem because the owner relocated the turf into his backyard. So this is the only one. The one on the screen is Mr. Poynter's property. So that's actually the one we're making a decision about. Question or speaking against, Councillor Hull?
Unfortunately, Mr. Mayor, I'll have to speak against it. If it was just the first part of the motion for this one item, the last one that the staff have managed to actually work their way through, I would be more comfortable. But I think we need to send a message out to our community that we are consistent and firm with this. And if others do come to light, and they may, then they have to be treated on merit just like the staff have been doing. And I want to commend the staff for their understanding and their flexibility with a lot of people who have put forward quite reasonable cases for exemption. And I've been a part of some of those. And this one should be dealt the same way. It should be given exemption on merit. But I don't want to give the green light, literally, pardon the pun, to have all this plastic grass suddenly appear around our city again and have the staff then have the ability to say, oh, yeah, we'll take that.
Point of order, Your Worship, that's not what the motion is about.
So the point of order is about relevance. I would draw that is upheld to the extent that the motion is about people who have commenced installing before May 2019. So it is misconceived to think that people could start installing now and then claim an exemption under some sort of discretion. I know from discussions with staff that a lot of photographic evidence has been used to determine when lawns have been applied, and that seems to have been a very effective means of gathering evidence. So it really isn't as if somebody could put in lawn tomorrow and say, oh, I've had it there for 4 years, giving an exemption.
Well,
so, but if you want to confine your final remarks to that particular case referred to in the motion, go ahead.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I wasn't for one moment suggesting any new layers of this stuff. I'm talking about the ones that are undiscovered, that they could be out there. Let's face it, the ones that they claim were installed before that date could still be out there. That's what I'm referring to. I'm not talking about new layers, because I'm confident the staff will deal with that as we would expect them to do, and that is to say no or remove it. So if the mover sought to just address the concern of the deputation tonight, I'd be happy to support it. I don't want to give any leniency to undiscovered cases out there.
Well, it does raise a factual question. Mr. Troop, can you just clarify, I spoke in general terms, the basis upon which you've scoured the city for these examples and the likelihood of any further pre-May 2019 turf being out there on the verges?
That's right. So there was an audit undertaken of the whole city at the commencement of this process. And we do have a lot of photographic evidence that we use to reconcile any that pop up. I think this going forward, if there are ones that we have missed, this is an exception because it spans that date. So if something came up and it was pre-May, we would still be really clear under the existing resolution that it needs to come out. This one is an exception because it spans that date. That's why it's being considered here as a special case. It's not, we still have the clarity that we need within the current resolutions to be really firm on council's position.
So councillors can make their own mind up about the probability of cases being out there where somebody commenced laying turf before May 2019 but finished it afterwards. Councillor Hull, did you finish? You finished, Councillor Vlescu.
Yeah, so I purchased a property for a family member in September, August 2020. So since a bit of turf out the front, so I had to preclude myself from these deliberations. However, I did move the motion initially to disallow the allowance of the turf. And I do remember, and I brought it up in the forum, that something I included in that was the installation before a certain period, but also the people that had started the process for application within that period as well. And obviously that motion didn't cover the enforcement. So afterwards, staff were, there was a property similar to that in Glengowrie where people effectively had to pull out turf and it was quite distressing. And this was pre-2019. And I think staff were sort of saying, okay, where do we go? They wanted guidance. But I do bring members back to the people that did support my original motion, that it did have an allowance for that appeals, that process, that application process. So I feel that this fits in with the spirit of that. And I too wouldn't want to see turf proliferate in our verges. However, I don't think this motion is a threat that that will come into force.
Thanks, Councillor Valescu. I'll just clarify that the motion which Council subsequently passed was black and white, so it didn't include those discretionary aspects that you referred to. Anyone else speaking in favour of the motion? Then it goes to Councillor Hutchinson to make any final remarks if he wishes.
Thank you, Your Worship. Just to reconfirm that point two is certainly about upholding the previous resolution of Council and that it is about those properties that may straddle that we haven't identified. So I commend the motion to you.
All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against, raise your hand. Carried by majority.
Division.
A division is called, which means we record the way in which councillors vote. So those in favour of the motion, please stand. They are councillors Masika, Valescu, Pryor, Telfer, Hutchinson, Schilling, Duncan and Gard. You may sit down. Those against are councillors Clancy, Hull and Crossland. The motion is carried. So, Mr. Poynter, you're welcome to stay for another 2.5 hours if you want, but you're also free to leave. Thank you. And so we go on to the next item on the agenda, back in the normal course of things. Oh, we're up to the confidential, are we? Oh, yes, the confirmation of committee minutes on pages 27 and 36. So moved by Councillor Schilling, seconded Councillor Telfer. All those in favour, carried unanimously, thank you. So now we come to confidential items. So only named, or not named, only the positions identified can stay in the room. Dealing first with, I should say that there are two cover reports. I know that questions were asked along the way about the LGA item confidentiality. It was a request by LGA, and I think all of those concerns have been addressed. But would someone like to move on block both cover reports? Councillor Schilling, that would go into confidence, seconded Councillor Gard. All those in favour? I beg your pardon, speaking against the motion to go into confidence.
On one item, the code of conduct item, fine, but with the LGA one, if any entity writes to us and says, well, we want you to deal with this item, but we want you to deal with it in confidence, would we do that every time?
Most certainly not. It's on a case-by-case basis.
Now, with the LGA, it's an extension of us. It's our peak body. And this is talking about the training of elected members. I really struggle to understand for the life of me what could be possibly confidential about the proposal for elected members representing their communities to be trained and in the fashion that they are trained and what the subjects might be. I do struggle with that. And therefore I'm speaking against that item, Mr. Mayor.
Well, I'll just ask Ms. McKenzie to clarify the basis for confidentiality in respect of the LGA item.
Thank you, through the chair. Further to the reasons given in the confidential order, it is a draft training standard that has yet been to be provided to the minister. So once they have been approved by the minister, they will be released as public documents.
So you'll see that the basis given for confidentiality is that it's provided on a confidential basis by a public authority, the Local Government Association of SA. I'm not sure that they are a public authority, I must say. What, Ms. Moritz, what do you say to that?
They are the reasons that I guess they've given to all councils to consider this in confidence. If we do put the submissions to council, that is the reasoning they have given us.
We've had a mover and a seconder to have these confidential on block, but given that it's not as straightforward as I thought, Would the movers be prepared to withdraw their motions and just move these one by one? We can give them separate consideration. There's obviously no controversy about the second one. Mover and second are happy with that? Then can I? Yes, Councillor Schilling, I'll come back to you because you might want to move something. What's your question?
Just with regards to, if we go into confidence, we discuss in confidence, we can always move a motion at the end of the item to say that it's going to be public, can't we?
We can. We can deal with the confidentiality clause separately. So there's always the discussion is one thing, publication of documents is another thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So thank you. So dealing with the LGA draft training standards, Councillor Schilling, do you want to move a motion in relation to that?
I want to deal with this. So I'll move the confidential cover report, please.
All right. Is that seconded, Councillor Gard? Councillor Hull, technically you have the right to speak again if you wish to speak against.
Mr. Mayor, I'd only be reiterating what I've already said, and unfortunately the staff explanation has not convinced me that there's merit in the confidentiality request. You know, if the LGA is in the business of actually encouraging transparency and open government, this is not a good example of it. There's no financial issues with this, no tender, no commercial in confidence. I can't for the life of me think of a valid reason why the training of elected members, and you've read the report, and all the essentials in there to equip us to represent our communities should be confidential. So that's my take on it, Mr. Mayor, and I remain of that view.
Well, in my mind, it comes back to this question of whether the LGA is a public authority, because if they are, then it's quite clear there are two steps. One, they've requested non-disclosure. But secondly, we have to be satisfied it's contrary to the public interest. Now, can I ask Ms. McKenzie or Ms. Moritz from Governance to clarify the basis of the LGA, of the proposition that the LGA is a public authority?
So through the chair, I can't quote the section of the Act off the top of my head, but the LGA is defined as a public authority within the Local Government Act. In addition to that, my understanding is one of the reasons why they didn't want to publicly release it at this stage is because it is the training platform, and there are a number of providers that will be bidding across the sector for the work. And so they wanted to release it after they'd actually been approved by the minister when they were clear what was actually going to go out. So it was part of the reasons behind the confidentiality is because of the procurement side that sits behind it as well.
In light of the further information, Councillor Hull?
There's a presumption that they are the sole provider of the training. A lot of this is actually in-house training provided by the CEO, as I remember. So how can anybody get a commercial advantage by second-guessing what Mr. Harrison, in our case, would get up to with that?
So the way that the training is being put within the guidelines is there is parts that you can outsource. So you may outsource them to a legal provider or a training provider or any of those kind of firms. And that is the reason, I believe, one of the key reasons of why they want to keep it confidential for the time being until they've been approved by the minister.
So I've just got one further question. If part of the reason for confidentiality is that there's a commercial in confidence aspect because there's a procurement process that's going to take place, then why wasn't that in the council report or the motion recommended?
It can certainly be added in. We've just used the public authority section of the Act, which is what the instructions were from the Local Government Association.
Okay, I think we've taken the debate as far as we can. Any other speakers in favour or questions? Councillor Vlescu?
I'm in favour. We did have the explanation. I've queried it myself initially. But, you know, there could be an advantage, which means that it's not a fair process and it could actually be detrimental to the interests of ratepayers. I think, you know, the councils can decide what sort of training they want within the scope to do so. But I'd be concerned about us going outside that process. So I don't think it's a big issue at this point.
Any others against? Then anything further, Councillor Schilling? Then I'll put the motion to go into confidence this matter. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against, carried by majority. Thank you. Now we deal with the code of conduct matter. We'll just take a minute, but I think it's convenient to look at the other cover page to go into confidence, just get that out of the way. So Councillor Schilling's moving, we'll go into confidence. Seconded Councillor Hutchinson. Just seeking advice, do I need to leave the room for this item? I'm being advised that I can stay for this aspect since I'll be in the room at least initially for the matter. So I've had a mover and a seconder. Anyone against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. All right. And I just, while we're still in the public domain, I just want to thank Mr. Harrison for his diligent and very expedient work looking at the Local Government Act. He's found that in part one of Schedule 1 that the local government authority is constituted as a public authority. So that puts that matter to rest. Thank you, Mr. Harrison. Right, so now we close the door. We're dealing with the LGA training standards in confidence. Thank you. Right, resuming the meeting. Up to page 46. Open to public. Yep. Cumbria Court. Attention, councillors. Cumbria Court. Who would like to move something? Councillor Hull.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a formal motion, a deferral motion for at least a couple of weeks to allow the kindergarten that is critically affected by this decision to actually make representations to us. They had no idea it was on the agenda tonight until about 3 o'clock, maybe 2:30 this afternoon.
And Councillor Hull, can I just clarify one thing? The motion as printed was to embark upon a consultation which would allow people to make their submissions, but you want to defer that nonetheless.
Yeah, I do. You know, this is a big decision to make, and I think that the neighbour, the most obvious affected party, should be advised and given the opportunity maybe to even send a deputation along to this council prior to us making this fairly big decision.
Rightio, and I'll come to Councillor Clancy in a moment, but do you want to give us a date? Do you want it this month, next month, February?
I think Councillor Telfer has got a date in mind. We attended the same meeting today.
Well, you pick one. It's your motion.
Well, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but...
It was a month as a start.
Towards the end of August. 26th, is that right?
There is 22? One August meeting, is there? Two, beg your pardon. So the second meeting in August.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Councillor, I'm just going to hold that. Well, I know you've got a point of order, have you, Councillor Valescu? No, well, before you start there, I just want to see Councillor Clancy. It's okay. Councillor Valescu's got a point of order. So the time frame would be that if we carried the motion as printed tonight, then consultation could be carried out before caretaker. on the basis that we would meet 30th of August. Now, I've already been talking to Ms. McKenzie in a governance sense about a meeting probably being required on 30th of August, that we need to be ready for that, whether it's a mixture of a forum and council, tidying up, whatever. So certainly that's a possibility. It's a vacant date in our calendar at the moment. So that's option one. The other option is if we come back in August, we could initiate the same consultation process, but we would not then come back until the new council with the results of the consultation, because it would be carried on through the caretaker period. That's essentially the two, the implications. So really that's I'm not sure it's a point of order. It's more of a question of clarification, but it's a fair question. So we've got a motion to defer. Do I have a seconder? Seconded, Councillor Gard. Wish to speak? No. Well, in fact, it's a procedural motion. So I will simply put the motion. All those in favour? All those against? The motion's lost. So the implication is we should deal with the matter now. Councillor Hutchinson.
Thank you, Your Worship. I wish to move the motion as printed. I think we've had a long history with this site, and we certainly have evaluated some of the options in the past, and this gives us the opportunity to go to consultation and fully understand what the community wishes to do with the site.
Seconded, Councillor Telfer.
I find this quite vexed because on Saturday I received a personal email and it had some cogent arguments about next door, the neighbour, and the use of the land. That does not change my viewpoint that the building should be demolished as soon as possible and that we should be moving forward. So I am in a very vexed position, but I am prepared to, given that we haven't deferred this, that we move forward on this, and I will work with this community for them to put up their arguments. Originally, I thought it would be easy enough for the nature play to be in Harken Avenue, but the kindergarten committee, the residents, argue that nature space needs to be beside the kindy. So we look forward to their submission and their deputation as soon as possible.
Thank you, Councillor. Just a factual point in the community engagement plan there, I do see that Mitchell Park Kindergarten is specifically identified as a stakeholder. Now, those speaking against the motion, a question, Councillor Hull?
Has staff had any contact with the kindergarten leading up to this critical manoeuvre?
As to the engagement, whether it's have I got a member of staff who has knowledge at that level? Got Mr. Lyons and Ms. Fiordinetti coming up.
Thank you for the question. At this point, our administration's conversations have been with the Department of Education, who are the leasee, or the actual owners of the kindergarten. So we haven't actually personally spoken to the kindergarten director.
All right, so another question, has there been any contact with the local state member in regards to her expectations with this state asset?
That'd be the member for Elder.
Councillor, just to reiterate the last one, no, we haven't had any consultation with that. We've gone direct to the lessee and we've engaged with the Minister and the Department for Education. We've actually offered them to buy the site. We've discussed their intentions for the site and they have told us unequivocally to date that they don't need the site, they're not interested in buying it and they have no need for expansion.
I'll just add to that because the question was about the kindergarten. but we also should recall that there was a general consultation early this year, I think, or thereabouts, which was to all and sundry on making Marion, etc. So that's not to say that everybody saw that, but there was that public process as well as that individual contact that Mr. Councillor Hull's asking about. Councillor Hull, got a final question?
Yeah, that what you're referring to, Mr. Mayor, that was the expression of interest, wasn't it, for the use of the old hall?
It was two things. It was, what do you think of disposal? And there was a component of it, which was, would you like to use the hall? So it was both.
Right, but it may not have been explicit that there was going to be that deck part of it. That little wedge, if you like, that goes through the site, which sort of cuts through the building, really.
Well, I'm not sure if anyone's got that level of detail with us tonight.
Because it has caught these people totally unawares.
I'm not in any way suggesting that that's not a genuine state of affairs. You've had your questions, Councillor Hull, Councillor Crossland, then Councillor Bilescu.
Thank you, Your Worship. Mine was answered by Mr. Lyons, actually, already.
Councillor Bilescu.
I guess just moving forward, obviously these people, this group will be consulted, will be supported by one of their local councillors, as they've expressed in putting their arguments forward. I'm just wondering, is there an opportunity for us to enhance our pre-motion consultation? So obviously a stakeholder is the lessee, but maybe looking in future that, okay, we're leasing, this is the person that pays the rent, but what about the person that's in there, depending on what they do, whether we have some discussions with them just to get a bit more background?
Councillor Bilescu, that's why I did point out that the kindergarten itself, as opposed to decks, is specified in the engagement plan for this exercise. Whether they were specified 6 months ago with the public consultation, I don't know. I can't tell you at the moment. But as a general point, it's a very good one because, of course, landlords departmental chiefs aren't always the same as the people on the ground. And the message doesn't always get through. But we have our media and communications team in the gallery at the moment, so I'm sure they're taking that on board. Now we've finished with questions, and now Councillor Hull, you're speaking against the motion.
I am, Mr. Mayor. I think that on the basis that this council is in pretty good financial condition, we don't have the trigger to sell off this land for financial income. I think that this land is more suited to open space. It abuts an existing reserve on the western side, and on the eastern side we've got the kindergarten. There's actually even electric barbecues and everything in the little reserve off to the western side. The other thing that's needed, Mr. Mayor, is a suitable car park. If this land, our land and the deck land, is actually fully consumed by a building and or homes, there'll be no car parks for people in the kindergarten. As you know, the street's quite a narrow street. It's a cul-de-sac. It really does need that. So I think it's better used for, if the building is to be knocked down, and as you know, Mr. Mayor, I preferred it to be kept and used by puddle jumpers, as did the local member. I think that keeping it as open space is the way to go. I'm sure if we actually surveyed the people and put the question to them, that they would agree with me.
Now, I had Councillor Velescu's hand up. Councillor Clancy, you wish to... All right, you're fine. So, Councillor Velescu.
Look, I think the comments that have just been brought up would really fit into the considerations we would make after we receive the consultation. So, you know, let's get all these points out there. You know, there may be some points in favour of disposal, maybe some points not, in favour of something different, you know, favour maybe of another nature play area, who knows? But let's get all that information so we can make that decision. So that's why this is important to move forward. And depending on the complexity of it, it may not be something that is finalised. The decision may not be sort of made by this council, but you know, let's start that process so we don't waste time. So I implore councillors to support this consultation.
Are there any other speakers against? Then Councillor Hutchinson, anything to finish with?
No, thanks, Your Worship.
Put that to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against, the motion's carried by majority. So we'll move on to the Urban Corridor Code Amendment. So it's been, as you would expect, detailed discussion in the Planning and Development Committee about this. Councillor Hutchinson.
Happy to move as printed, Your Worship.
Anything further to add at this stage? It's in the report. Councillor Telfer. Anything further? No. Anyone against or questions? Councillor
Hull. Mr. Mayor, I've been watching this this planning consideration for the Marion Road Corridor for years now, and the most recent new development with this is at the very northern end because of the proposed tram and treatment for crossroads. Do you think the local community is aware of the significant changes in that part of the Marion Road? In fact, it looks like there's going to be a lot of houses actually acquired, and there's maybe even a council reserve that could be one of them, being Elizabeth Ryan. I'm just wondering how much the council's tested the proposed changes at the very northern end, basically Rawson's as we know it would go. So just a question.
Councillor, I think the answer lies in the process, where we are in the process. We have already put in a proposal to initiate. Now that in a sense is a desktop exercise, but it's informed by a lot of research and analysis that people like Mr. Mel Hewish have done for us and the committee's looked at. Now we're talking about, in light of some changed circumstances, some buildings that have come and gone, we're suggesting an amendment to that proposal to initiate. But we are still, if we were playing Monopoly, we'd still be on the go square right at the beginning. So if the minister thinks there's merit in exploring this, it then kicks off a process which encompasses public consultation. And that's when everyone will get to know, here are the proposals. Maybe they suit some parts, not other parts of Marion Road. Maybe they like the whole idea or none of the idea. So that's the point where there would be a very concerted effort to make sure everyone's views are known. Councillor. If there's nothing further, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously, thank you. And so now we go to page 125. Southern Region Waste Resource Authority review of their charter. I'm informed it should have probably happened a couple of years back, but the delay is not at our end, I'm informed. And I'm sure COVID had something to do with it. Councillor Crossland to move.
I'd just like to move as printed, thank you.
Very good. Second of Councillor Pryor. Any other comments? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. On page 157, the LGA Behavioural Management Framework draft policies. Ah, it's not streetscapes. 142. Oh, I'll just share this with you. One of the little jokes that the staff have is, I have these on my hard copy. I've got these little coloured tabs on the side of the page, but every so often they miss one out and got me. Okay, page 152. Thank you. Thank you. I thank my advisors here at the front bench. Streetscape program update. Endorsing reprioritisation. Councillor Crossland.
Yeah, again, in line with staff recommendations, I'd like to move as printed. Thanks.
Seconded Councillor Hutchinson. Anyone against or questions? Councillor Pryor.
Yeah, just got a note that for projects in design, Raglan Avenue, Marion Road to the train line, I think that is in South Plimpton, not in Oaklands Park.
You're dead right there. I mean, as our resident Oaklands Park expert, you're spot on.
It does make for one hell of a walk during election time.
Yeah, you don't want to have to cover Raglan Road, Raglan Avenue, apart from everything else. So that's something for staff to note, but I don't think it affects the motion. If there's nothing else, then I'll simply... Oh, I beg your pardon, Councillor Gard, question?
Executive summary, number of streetscape projects are proposed to be reprioritised, and they include those four, Alawuna, Raglan, Newland, Adams. But only Alawuna and Raglan are in projects in design, so that's to say that the other two are still in the pipeline but not in design. Is that correct?
Would Mr. Harrison or Mr. Lundberg like to respond?
Through the chair. Correct. So Raglan Avenue, we've split that project up into two portions, two stages. So Raglan Avenue from Marion Road to the train line is currently under design, but from the railway line to South Road, we've postponed into segment two until we know a little bit more information around the South Road development and what they're planning on that site. And same with Alawuna, staged into two stages. So Alawuna between Marion Road and the Bradley Grove roundabout will postpone until Junction Australia decide to have some plans together around some of the development works in the site. But the design aspect at the moment is looking at from Bradley Grove to the train line, just in that Tonsley area, which will be unaffected by any development.
All right, Councillor Hull, a question?
Only last week there was email traffic, and at our ward briefing, staff were quick to defend Trot Grove being included, but it's not listed tonight. So not on the highlighted ones.
Let's just let Mr. Lundberg answer that.
Through the chair, so Trot Grove is still on the program. We've got that scheduled for design in 25-26 with construction in 26-27.
Right, so it's been pushed back?
It's marked as no change in the document we have in front of us, page 156.
Is that a yes or a no?
A no to you with respect. There is no change.
I didn't see his lips move. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Well, sometimes there's ventriloquism. I somehow get the knowledge that Mr. Lundberg's got, and I can impart it to you very quickly. Thank you. Right, nothing else? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. Then we can move on now to the LGA Behavioural Management Framework draft policies. First, any questions or comments dressed up as questions? Then it sounds like we might be happy with what staff have drafted, which means we just go with point one, that we note the draft policies. Councillor Schilling, second. Thank you. Councillor Crossland, seconded. No other comments. Very well. We'll put that. All those in favour? Against? Carried by majority. Thank you. Division is called. by Councillor Clancy. All those in favour, please stand, get a bit of exercise. They are Councillors Masika, Valescu, Clancy, Pryor, Hull, Telfer, Hutchinson, Schilling, Duncan, Gard and Crossland. And in poker terms, it's what we call a full house. So thank you, everyone. The motion's carried unanimously on the division only. Page 224, call for nominations for Garrock. Anyone putting hand up? Traditionally, it's the mayor, but he's not going to put his hand up. All right, Councillor Hutchinson. Very well. Well, that means you've expressed interest, but if somebody moves a motion that way with your name in it, then you'll need to leave the room. It's paid, isn't it? So Councillor Hutchinson's leaving the room with a material conflict of interest. Councillor Schilling's moving the motion. Thank you. Seconded Councillor Duncan. Thank you so much. Any other debate? Then I'll put the motion. Oh, sorry, is there a question there? No? Hands saw the hand going up. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Please invite the Deputy Mayor back into the room. Now, page 234, question on notice register. Anything arising from that? Councillor Pryor.
Can I move the next two on block, please?
Yes. WH&S and Finance moved on block. Seconded Councillor Schilling. Any comment? Then I'll put those two on block. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Gee, I can hardly keep up with you. We've got a motion with notice in relation to 34 Byron Avenue. Councillor Telfer to move.
That there be consideration about the discretionary 100% rebate. The reason I'm doing this is because I bring this up several years in a row and people say, but they got it last year and they've been getting up for a long time. If you read the whole list, the list talks about the fact that we give this discretionary rebate because the group provides a benefit or a service to the local community. It is up to a landowner to decide how to, what colour their house or their habitation is. But in this case, the community art is there to stop the constant graffiti. But what is more objectionable to the lady opposite, number 33, for whom this is an eyesore, who has lived here 15 years and says that the whole community is going down, I think is the other graffiti, the holes in the ground with the bollards, the disregard for the community in terms of rubbish lying around on the verge, et cetera, et cetera. It's our verge, I know, but it comes from this property. The property is not habitated. It is used to store the planks and the props for the gang show. Is that a community benefit? Well, it would be a community benefit if they are in a used storage or somewhere. But it is something that needs to be looked at in terms of our discretionary rebate. So I so move.
I mean, the effect of this is to put them and staff on notice that this will be considered in coming up to the next budget, basically. So is that seconded, Councillor Hutchinson? Yes?
Yeah, I'll second it, Your Worship. And there are other scouting facilities scattered across the council area that are used as storage. Others are used for groups. But I think it's almost consistent to look at all of them, and I look forward to discussing that at the next budget.
A question from Councillor Crossland.
Thank you. Question to staff would be, isn't there something already in their lease that would prevent this from being an unsightly building that we could actually sort it out? And number two, from the comments I've just heard, do we actually need this building, or is it something we should consider actual disposal of? It's not ours. Oh, this is just the rent. Draw that question then.
All right. But Councillor Hull, you had a hand up.
I was going to ask the question about, I was struggling to see the link between the graffiti and the motion, but it's a fair question by Councillor Crossland is, how can we, you know, for example, by offering this gesture to the Scouts, which I don't have a problem with, can we use that as a lever to say, well, look, we're happy to give you 100% rebate as long as you paint out the graffiti?
Well, the point is that the discretion, one would think, may not be exercised to the extent of 100% if there's not actually a benefit, because in our own regulations, if you like, we are saying to ourselves that there has to be a benefit for that discretion to be exercised that way. But it may not be quite as crude a lever as the proposition that's been put. I'll take that as a rhetorical question. Thank you. Councillor Vlescu.
There's a community organisation out there that teaches young people practical skills about life, community pride, and things like that, that may be able to come onto this site and actually tidy things up a bit. Just wondering if there is any organisation out there that could be approached.
Yeah, look, apart from the Scouts, I can't think of any. Thank you. Then it's been moved and seconded. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. And we've dealt with the matter on page 242, so we'll go over to page 249. Warrapuringa, would one of you like to move accordingly? Two? Oh, so I've been giving you the wrong numbers all night, have I? It does. It's great that it's taken 2 hours for people to realise the discrepancy. Would someone like to move this, Councillor Telfer?
I'll move that we explore the word Warrapuringa. The Bedford Park Group are very discreet and strong, as I found out during the Darlington Extension Road corridors. They are focused entirely on the eastern side of the highway. So there is a case for considering the western side of South Road as Warrapuringa, particularly now that we would have people living in that area, and that makes them distinct from Sturt. We would have a whole community living in Warrapuringa.
Just want to, I'm assuming this is the parcel of land sort of between the expressway, covers the wetlands, the Ghana Liver Cultural Centre, the caravan park. How many residents actually live there?
There would be no permanent residents. There would be, it's quite a mixture of different buildings, from office to police to
COVID testing.
Government land, yeah.
So we're mainly talking about creating a suburb for businesses at this stage?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Ghana people, I might add.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded. Anyone speaking against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Then we'll go off to questions on notice. Any questions arising from those members? All right, I've got one. Just in relation to the library hub, just a note to staff that it's really just the mayor's opinion, but I think that's significant enough a development that elected members should be briefed before something like that takes place. But that's not to say that, you know, I'm against the initiative, but it's about staff and councillors working together. If there are no other comments, I think that's it. So thanks everyone for your cooperation.